What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did they have offensive line issues down the stretch? You looked at every mock draft, which I do clearly, and it was Chiefs going offensive linemen in the first round. That's what they're doing. And they did end up with Josh Simmons in the first round because that was just the automatic piece. But you think about this line and the kind of production they should have, and really, it just really glorifies that weakness at left tackle. Because you look around the league, this team has two all-pro first team on the offensive line in their center, Creed Humphrey, and they did with Joe Tooney. Obviously, he's in Chicago. You've lost him. And Trey Smith, he should be an all-pro. He's in the all-pro, or he makes the Pro Bowl, but who cares? Everybody does. But he was in it. So you have three Pro Bowl guys from that offensive line. You think, well, it's 3 5th-year line right there. That's, you know, they shouldn't have any problems running the football or protecting Mahomes or doing anything, and they, you know, shouldn't have just, you know, been beaten like they were against the Eagles in the Super Bowl, because I think people looked at it as a glaring weakness. But when you sit there and think about it, think about, you know, Creed being was first team all pro, Joe Tooney was first team all pro, and there's Trey Smith, who's going to end up as the highest paid guard in the National Football League. That's 3 5ths of your line. It's pretty damn good, almost as good as anywhere in the NFL, but yet something wasn't clicking. That's obviously the left tackle situation they're in. Now, would I trade a situation where you didn't have your guard with those kind of accolades and a center for a all-pro left tackle? 100%. The all-pro left tackle would be the ultimate for the Chiefs. So I would sacrifice other parts on the line for that. Can Josh Simmons be that? I don't know. I mean, he's going to play this year.
Yeah.
He might be put on PUP. May play, may not. We don't know. We do not know. It's a big question mark with Josh Simmons. But you think about this team and this line, and you think about this year, all right, Juwan Taylor, you had him last year. Trey Smith, you had him last year. Creed Humphrey, you had him last year. You do take a downgrade that Joe Tooney's gone. Say what you want about Tooney. Yeah, it was a rough game against the Eagles in the Super Bowl, but
no,
he was
all
pro, and he was playing out of position. He's a guard, not a tackle. And those warts finally showed themselves when it got to the Super Bowl. Like, he looked good. He looked serviceable getting down the stretch. And again, he was playing out of position because he didn't have the – I'm going to say this, but the arm length of a tackle, because that is important.
That's what I hear, Big. I hear that.
It is. Arm length is important. But he didn't have it. So now you're going into a season where you, I don't care who you grab, you're not getting somebody the quality of Joe Tooney at left guard. It's just not going to happen. Now, could Kingsley step in and be the dude, you know, the former tackle transferring over to guard and being that guy? Yeah, he can be good in serviceable. He's going to be good as Joe Tooney. No. So really the answer comes down to how good Jalen Moore is going to be in Josh Simmons. To me, that's what makes the whole offensive line work. And when you talk about running the football and getting production on the ground or giving Mahomes that extra time to throw to what your weapons are, Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown are down the field guys. And I know people like to say, well, Rashee Rice, well, he can be, but he's more that intermediate guy for the Chiefs. But when you have the elite speed set of a Worthy and a Brown, and you're not getting the time to utilize that speed down the field, that can be a problem. But you look at this offensive line and say, well, what's wrong with this offensive line? There's two first-team All-Pros and another guy that should have been an All-Pro in Trey Smith. And you're like, how bad are they? Well, that comes down to left tackle.
So I hear you. I think you said they underperform considering.
Did they underperform? Yeah, it's to some extent.
Considering the talent they have. I think what comes
down to.
We get
enamored by the pass blocking stats and the lack of sacks and the pass blocking stats that they have. But there's no reason this team can't grind the football on the ground either.
Yeah, so underperform, I mean, look, the interior of the offensive line, the guys you're talking about, Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey, they didn't underperform. The entire unit underperforms because we all know the two most important positions on the offensive line did not play great. Specifically, the left tackle was a disaster. They had multiple left tackles, as we all know, start throughout the season.
Well, Tutti was better than average left tackle, though.
Sure, but that's still only was like 5-7 games of the season, right? Whereas Juwan Taylor was better at times, not worth the money you're paying him, but he was average, I would say. People
without the penalties and stuff, he's very serviceable.
Yeah, yeah, and so this is also why I still think he'll be the right tackle week one. I know
it's the biggest frustration with me with this team because you look at it on paper and you're like, man, these guys should be road grade. Like third and one situations or fourth and one situations, gold. This team should have been, I know they're not going to do the quarterback sneak, but I don't care. They should have been able to pick up a yard. That's the most frustrating thing. When you have a first-team All-Pro center, a first-team All-Pro guard, and Trey Smith, that's the interior part of your line, but yet you couldn't push through, and maybe some of that's on the running back too. Clearly it is with Pacheco and stuff. But if you can't get a third and one or a fourth and one, and you have two first-team All-Pros and another guy that's going to be the highest paid, that's a problem.
No doubt. No doubt. I was just going to say, Bing, just the underperforming part would just be based off of resources. I'm with you on the not that Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey have underperformed. If you want to say that as an organization they've underperformed on the O-line, of course. I mean they've committed multiple premium picks at that position, or at least one this year. Now we're going to find out. Last year, a second round pick. I still count that as a premium pick, by the way. A second round pick to me is still premium.
Sure.
They've obviously committed a lot of financial, contracts to the tackle spot, whether it was in the past Orlando Brown Jr. On a trade, and then money that would have been required on a deal. They weren't willing to go to the Folkson on the deal, but they did on a franchise tag. Juwan Taylor is one of the highest paid offensive linemen in football, certainly for a right tackle. He is. Creed Humphrey is the highest paid center in football. Trey Smith right now, even with the franchise tag alone, is the highest paid guard in football from a per year standpoint, even before he gets a long-term deal done. So underperform from a commitment to capital and finances? Yes. Do I think that the entire O-line underperformed? No, the left tackle underperformed, therefore the left side of the offensive line underperformed.
But the interior part, though, it did collapse at times. Third and one, fourth and one shouldn't have been a problem with that group. Like I said, that should not have been a problem
with that group. That's been an issue for years, though, right? The short yardage stuff.
But that shouldn't be an issue with the acumen and the level of play of that offensive line. You should be able to be dominant in the middle of the football field. Now, I will say this. Defenses are adjusting, and they're not putting their best resources, of course, going against Trey Smith and Tooney and Creed Humphrey. Well, I know Tooney's gone, but they weren't doing it. They were coming from the outside because they know that clearly was the weakness.
How much do you account like win? I know the sacks and stuff, Bink, but what about like win rates? Like in terms of like pass block, run block win rates? Because
I mean, they're all good at that. Even Juwan Taylor's good at that.
I was gonna say because if you look at the amidst this is the entire O line last year, according to what ESPN puts out, the pass block win rate, as in for the Kansas City Chiefs, was 67%, ranked 8th in the NFL. The run block win rate was 7th in the NFL at 73%. So they're theoretically a top 8 offensive line.
I think that sometimes goes with analytics versus the eye test. To be honest with you, I think some of that can be skewed because this team should be really good at short yardage running situations, and they're not. That is a fact.
Isn't that also potentially a sign of maybe Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt just aren't that great at running? Maybe they don't have a great running back.
That is a problem.
And that gets us into the conversation we're going to have anyway about the backfield heading in, because I think the vision of Isaiah Pacheco was a conversation that we were having last year. Kareem Hunt helped them a little bit in short yardage, I would say, because he just would run straight, right? Like, and he would be.
He became
a little
the guy. If you watch the Chiefs towards the end of the first half and then definitely the second half, that was their trusted guy at that point. If Pacheco wasn't getting the job done, it was Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, but do I look at the backfield heading into this season? Do I feel great about it? Not necessarily. Look, I think Isaiah Pacheco a full offseason to get healthy. I think we will see signs of the old Isaiah Pacheco in a good way. You know, is he limited on still the ceiling of what he can do? Yeah, like I think a great year again from him. He's a 900 to 1,000 yard guy. He's never had 1,000 yards. He came up just short. He's a 900 to 1,000 yard guy again. But the way he performed once he came back from injury, that was not the same Isaiah Pacheco. I'm convinced he just wasn't fully healthy. We're going to find out during training camp.
It's never been Alex. It's never been that thing. I mean, you're thinking about a guy, when people think of Isaiah Pacheco, you think about the hard running style, right? The angry runner, that kind of style. But you don't see it on third and short. And the breakaway, too, it's 4.37 guy at the combine. You just haven't seen that kind of breakaway. I just think there's been so much untapped potential there. But at some point, you keep going year after year, and you haven't seen that untapped potential. But he's a very hard runner. He should translate to third and one. He should translate to fourth and one.
Is it because there's, I don't want to say predictability, but I think, I can't remember who it was, but I think I was watching something, and they were describing the Chiefs as offense is predictable at times, where, hey, they can't get that 31 because they know what's coming, because the Chiefs don't run the ball that much anyways compared to other teams. Third and one, this is a time where it would make sense to run, or on first and 10, like being able to, you know, getting themselves in certain situations where they're more predictable, hence the reason why they can't convert a fourth and one, or they don't get that 2 yards on a third and two, you know, where they ended up just starting to pass the ball essentially all the time from that point forward.
And I know they want to get a lot more production, and Isaiah's gotten exponentially better, you know, receiving out of the backfield. That's something they like to do. And I'll be honest with you, I think Breshard Smith is going to be that guy really with the Chiefs as far as catching out of the backfield. He could do so many different things. Again, a converted wide receiver to running back. He was the starting wide receiver at the U. And look at what he can do. Well, and he didn't start some games, but he played a lot at the U at wide receiver. That's what he was before he went to SMU as a running back. But to be honest with you, that is an extra weapon that they do have, that I do expect them to do. But man, would I like to see him just grind it on third and one, fourth and one.
Yeah, I think best case scenario, if you told me that Smith for this first year in the league became some sort of Jerick McKinnon type on third downs, for because you mentioned the pass catching ability, that'd be a huge win. I don't expect much more than that. I'm still curious how the backfield is going to shape up when we get to training camp, because Pacheco is going to be the number one running back, as he should be based on who they have in house. Kareem Hunt is here. They didn't bring him back to just sit on the bench, so he's going to have a role. And then you have Smith and Elijah Mitchell, and then Carson Steele. So, you know, injuries happen too, so let's keep that in mind. Some of this sorts itself out. But Elijah Mitchell, we don't have to revisit the pre-draft conversation. I don't understand why they brought back Kareem Hunt. I just don't, but that's fine. When you look at Elijah Mitchell, and then I look at Smith, like I guess you could argue Elijah Mitchell would have been, like, if you would have signed J.K. Dobbins, it's the same sort of thing. But Elijah Mitchell's played less than J.K. Dobbins in the last year or so. Last year, I wanted Dobbins instead of bringing back Clyde Edwards-Helaire. That was something I had said at the time.
Me too. So, I was right there with you on that.
So Elijah Mitchell has, if we're just doing by ceiling, all right, Breshard Smith's, you know, his ceiling's high because he's a rookie. We just don't know. His ceiling is high. Pacheco, we know what he is. Kareem Hunt, we know what he is. Elijah Mitchell, I still think his ceiling's fairly high, but man, his floor is awfully low because of the injury
and
risk.
Durability, yeah, it's a huge thing. The speed's there. It's 4.32 guys.
The fair thing, I guess, in regards to the Elijah Mitchell conversation is, at least you're not, for somebody who's injury prone or dealing with injuries, you're paying less, in fairness. But again, if J.K. Dobbins is healthy all season long, then it's worth the pennies that where did he even go again?
I mean, say it again, sorry.
Dobbins.
He's in the Broncos. Yeah. Broncos? Okay. They got R.J. Harvey.
Then
and,
it's worth the pennies that
Dobbins,
the Broncos
like
are paying.
I
forget how much he even.
Dobbins this year, too.
How much did he get paid, Dobbins?
Oh, it can't be much. I mean, neither is Elijah Mitchell's not making much either. But
is Dobbins six? I don't know why
Dobbins,
six.
No. That's too high. 1 year, like three or something. It is 1 year, cap hit 2.5.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah, I mean, I would have done that.
I thought it was more money.
But once they brought in Elijah Mitchell and Kareem Hunt, that was over.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.